You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big B, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep.
You are down in deep.
I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it.
What's going on, peeps? This man, Big B. Welcome to another edition of the In Deep Show. IDS for all you cool cats and hip ladies out there. It's 2017, man. We in the studio. We getting ready to rock out. We getting ready to do our thing. As all of you know, I do not do the show alone. Got my crew with me today. I got the doctor.
What's up, everyone? How y'all doing? What's going on?
I'd like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your baseball caps, place your hand over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Don't be rolling your eyes, Mark.
What?
I was looking right at you when he said it.
What'd I do?
How come your hat's still on?
Because you want me to take it off, really? Because if I take it off, then I got to pull the earphones back and do all that. And I don't want to, you know, any static and stuff.
Mess his hair.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to be silent.
Oh, okay.
Out of respect.
So, the eye roll thing you just did.
I did not.
Okay.
Okay, if it looked like I rolled my eyes, I'm sorry. I didn't do it. I'm glad to have you back, baby.
Thank you.
Okay, queen.
Thank you. Thank you.
You mean even beyond all the stuff you said about her last week?
That was you.
I beg your pardon?
It's recorded. It's recorded.
You know what? I had to go finish listening to the show. Y'all suckers. I thought y'all loved me.
If we said anything about you.
No, there's no we.
Oh, it was me.
It was you.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what, queen.
You bull and fireball.
I did. And what I said was, I missed you.
I kind of feel like that's not, I don't know.
Okay, now. I see where you're going. Uh-huh. You're feeling that I didn't say that. But if I did say that, I need an apology on the next show. Can I get that?
Well, so let's say from what I heard you say, it was a little bit of womp, 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 womp. Okay, I mean, I she cool.
That was love.
That's
you
what
didn't,
that is?
You didn't hear the whole thing, though. You didn't hear the whole show. See,
so there
that's
was more.
Where, see, that's the problem. Like me and Madonna. Right now, you just took a sound bite out of what I said. You didn't hear my whole thing.
So there was more.
There was more. Baby. Okay. You know what I mean? You do.
Okay.
I missed it at you.
You
and
did?
I was the one that said it.
All right, then.
This dude right here. He just tried to put me on the spot to make himself look good.
Okay.
You know how I always tell you I miss you.
I communicate with Queen throughout the week.
When I first saw you, when you came downstairs, what I said? I said I miss you. Didn't I say that?
You did. That was to my face, though.
All right. I can't win.
Okay.
IG.
How's everybody's weekend?
Good.
Well, I had to work Saturday. Sunday, yesterday, I had to help my little brother-in-law move, so I was pretty active.
How was it going downtown on Saturday?
I'm going to slide that in the diagonal. I got you. I got your answer.
Okay.
All right.
I can definitely chime in on that one.
You had to work too?
Night.
Oh.
Oh, no, not Saturday.
Okay.
Friday night. Mm. Even worse. Mm. And I did both. I did Friday and I did Saturday. And Friday was way worse.
I'm sure.
But we're, like you said, we'll go into it on this. On the diagnosis. How y'all doing today, y'all? This is like good. Jumping in right fresh into 2017. Well, we got a lot to bring to you, so we are going to get right into it. Well, I guess let's for last week's show, we kind of took you on a stroll.
Back down,
a little crab walk, drunken stroll through the annals of RDS history. Tried to bring you up to speed on everything. Definitely appreciate, you know, everybody that that commented and all that good stuff. Definitely
appreciate that.
Wasn't expecting that at all.
Much love. It keeps us doing what we doing.
Absolutely. In doing so.
You know what? Before you do what you're about to do, since you're going to play some feedback, I'm going to read the one, if you don't mind, real quick, because it's about your show last week.
Well, say that for the feedback session. This is going to be specific to the, we put out the thing, if anyone guess which parody was not played last week.
Okay.
And I'm going to.
Shit, even I ain't know.
You know what? You took the words right out of my mouth, but I didn't want to say it.
Right. Though. Some of them I heard. I was like, oh man, I forgot about that one. Too.
You. And I was there when it was done.
So I'm going to play the first person that chimed in with the correct answer.
Yo, Wagwan. Boy, little boy, yeah, I'm calling out of my fucking 937 Ohio. They ain't Ohio to be exact. But yeah, the second one, I think Big B, you, and Big Brother, King Moody, I think y'all was going at it. Try to prove who's the podcast, Baby Daddy, or whoever got the most podcast kids out here. If I remember right, that's what that beef was over. And he was spraying them bullets all over him. He came back. Y'all did y'all thing, man. Y'all keep doing it. But yeah, my answer is you versus Mr. Moody. Yeah, and I think I got it right. All right, good boy. Signing off.
Yes, my man. Rude Boy M, got it right. So in case the audio wasn't that clear, we had, it was a playful beef. We were having fun with it. It was definitely no hatred or anything like that. There was a couple people that got caught up in it, and we got some emails about, you know, defending Mr. Moon. I'm like, yo, relax. We're having fun with this. Yeah, that's my bruh.
Wasn't Trumping going off.
You know what I'm saying? So... it was a thing of Mr. Moody called himself the podcast pregnancy king because of the things that he would say or some of the songs that he would play. But I counteracted him because it seemed like every time someone would come on as a guest on our show, the female would actually become pregnant, you know, or reveal their pregnancy, you know, a couple months after appearing on our show. So, you know, I clapped back at him when I was like, you know, you fake pregnancy over there. We got the real pregnancies going on here. Hence, the playful beef started. He did a whack show dedicated to me, you know, take my words out of context and blah, 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 blah. I think it was a Saturday morning hangover or something that he did. It was a gallant effort. It was a gallant effort, and I definitely took my hat off to him because it was good. You know, he did his thing.
Hey, he did.
You know, that was Moody on the top of his game.
He took his best shot.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Doc was like, you know, B, we got to clap back, blah, 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 this and that, da, da, da. And, you know, so Doc and I, we sat down and started working on some stuff. But for some reason, it was like I started listening to some of the feedback that he was getting for that show. And I was like, are y'all really feeding into that? Do y'all really think that was that good of a show? Do y'all really think that he clapped back and bodied me? Are you kidding? I am your man, Big B. So with that, I closed the door. I had to kick Doc out the studio. And I closed the door, took out the pen and paper, and I had to pencil a comeback parody aimed at Mr. Moody and his crew. Because if you come at one of IDS, we take out your family.
No doubt.
We take out your loved ones. So before we get into the show, as promised, this was the one parody that was not played, which was called The Moody Takeover. Come on! IDS, we running this pod shit. DOC, we running this pod shit. Queen Nene, she running this pod shit. Drew Bailey, she running this pod shit. 15 Word, he running this pod shit. My crew, we running this pod shit. The takeover, the break's over, Moody. God MC, me, Big B. Hey, little soldier, you ain't ready for war. IDS is too strong for ya. It's like bringing your cuz to a Twitter fight. Where's the test? Left your vest open, here's five of your chest. You bringing them girls instead of men. Some girls gon' win. This is Podcast B.I. You know you can't see us, but cheek us. Your reach ain't long enough, did it? Your peeps ain't strong enough. Lover, IDS be that team. Better get the Marines. Now you got me pissed off. Get on your knees. I bring the lyrics to your challenge. Kill your drama. I smash your motherfucking crown with a sledgehammer. Don't make me do it to you, Diddy, cause I'll overdo it. So you won't confuse this podcast bullshit. IDS, we running this pod shit. DOC, he running this pod shit. Queen Neen, she running this pod shit. You coming at me, Moody? Well, here's your eulogy. Drew Bailey, she running this pod shit. 15 Word, he running this pod shit. My crew, we running this pod shit. I don't care if your mama's deep, I got news for you. Little man, I got Gucci loafers bigger than you. I've been ending beef since you was 11, so stick to your scripts and your little super sevens. Now you drop the hang over the Boosie demeanor. Well, I didn't like it, won't listen to it either. IDS podcast is in the game, we are the best, cause no one can do this shit like we do. Don't let Rogue gas you like B is small and won't snatch you. Trust me, bruh, I'll collapse you. Mind and spirit, body and soul. I'll take Miss Kai Love and throw Miss Ro in the hole. No, you're not on my level. Don't think shit sweet. I'll have in the end off the air in a quick week. Yo, Moody, you don't want it with me. Ask Ed, y'all don't want it with B. No! IDS, we running this pod shit. DOC, he running this pod shit. Queen Nene, she running this pod shit. You coming at me, Moody? Well, here's your eulogy. Drew Bailey, she running this pod shit. 15 Word, he running this pod shit. My crew, we running this pod shit. A podcaster told me don't argue with fools, cause business from Stitcher can't tell who's who. So stop with the dumb shit, nigga, I'm grown. Please, leave it alone, go record a show on your phone. Don't fuck with this tree will fall on you. I don't know why natural ain't forewarn you. Please not be, B's not for free. I don't play a minute with king shit and gimmicks. I will end it, that king shit be finished. Now you're in deep, now on the floor you sleep. Don't make me expose you to the listener that don't know you. Nigga, I know you well, I heard it from Natural. Little toes, you're breaking my heart. You can't fuck with me, go podcast somewhere, please. I'm busy, and all you other podcasters that wanna pull the trigger, you only get half a bar. Fuck y'all niggas.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Doc, before you get started.
Okay, y'all.
Y'all remember some of this good shit in memory lane?
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Hi, Mr. Moody.
Hi, Moody.
Hey, there, what?
Long time.
In the cubicle.
Moody's not on the mic these days. He's doing the Facebook video thing, Facebook Live thing.
Okay.
If anybody's out there, you know, on Facebook Live or, you know, shooting him emails still, just tell him I said hi. One more bullet thrown. How you doing? Since he likes bullet sound effects. Hi, Moody.
Nice bullet, huh?
Hi, Moody.
Hey, boo.
Bootster.
Hey. Hey, the cubicle killers.
Yeah. I don't think I heard anything. I don't think Natural or Cousin Ed like ever stepped on a mic after I dropped that parody. I think they just literally unplugged their mic and started wrapping it around their arm and their elbow.
The show was over, dog.
And they were just like, it's done.
Okay.
Disband.
Well.
Just wanted to say that. Hi, Happy New Year. Now back to the diagnosis.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
All right.
Good call,
William. Hey, a little bit of what went on with me this week. I'm going to say 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
My boss called me and he said, look, Mark, a couple of weeks from now.
Doc, I hate to interrupt you.
You did it again. Go ahead.
All right.
I think there was a part of last week's show that was super important to this entire crew. And definitely, I don't want to go into this year without mentioning it and giving big ups. My man Doc is still smoke-free.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I don't got no excuses out there, man. If that Doc just put it down and walked away and said, that's the end of that story.
That is so dope.
So, about how long's now? 4 months?
Four, five, something.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. I always like to add an extra month to make it sound like.
No, but it really is like four or five months.
It is. I know. I just stopped, you know. I just keep on rolling. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think a lot of my friends, they mess with me. They be like, Mark, give me a jack, man. Oh, that's right. And little stuff like that. And they be like, man, I'm really proud of you. But the one, when Kayla told me, when my daughter told me, she was like, Dad, I'm really proud of you. If we could just get Mom to do that. And then, like, she was, like, on the verge of crying when she said it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't pick up another cigarette again. I mean, don't get me wrong, man. Sometimes I'll be like, you know, it wouldn't hurt me just to smoke one. But I'd be like, nah, you know what? You know, and plus on top of that, like I said, it always kind of affected my asthma, too. You know, ever since I stopped smoking, I haven't had to use the inhaler or, you know, none of that stuff. So,
wow.
You know.
Congratulations, my G.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Really?
I'm glad you brought it up, though, man.
No doubt. Get back to the regular schedule program.
One day at a time.
And it's nice to hug you and not get a puff.
Does that make you want to hug me more? Hey, I took a fucking shot of you. Mm. Okay. Hi, that's my diagnosis.
Okay.
Hey. Like I was saying, a couple of weeks ago, my boss called me. He was like, Mark, you know, I'm putting on my boss voice. He was like, look, this is what we're going to do. Since most of your rallies downtown on Inauguration Day, I'm going to give you a Friday off, and you work that Saturday. It sounded good at the time.
I'm sure.
It sounded real good. All right? So, cool Friday. I was chilling. You know, I woke up Friday morning, you know, cooked family breakfast. And, you know, I drunk my beer, slept.
Oh my God.
I mean, hey, this is what I do. Okay. Come Saturday. Now, mind you,
Point of clarification. You cooked them breakfast and then had a bowl, or you cooked
when
them?
I'm off. I will drink that. I'll go upstairs.
7 a.m. is.
Oh man, what? Shit, I'm saying this is me. This is me.
Okay,
I'll get up, man, drink a beer, and get start my day.
All right,
you know,
pass out about 11, and then get up and do it again.
Hey. You understand me,
though. Like, you know my life, man. We are friends in
we work together
real life.
For
yeah.
Years.
How about that? How about that? But what's funny, though, is when I agreed to work Saturday, I knew nothing about the women. The
Women's
million.
March?
I didn't.
Oh.
I did. So that week, I was talking to one of my accounts that I service like 3 times a week. And my man, he was like, oh, man, what you going to do Friday? I said, man, I'm off Friday. I was bragging. I was like, man, I'm off Friday. I'm working Saturday. You know, Saturday is no traffic, no nothing. You know, some of my stops going to be closed. So he's like, oh, yeah, but what about the march? I said, what march? Mm-hmm. He said, the A Million Women March. I was like, where is that?
Right.
It was too late. I couldn't call my boss and say, look, man, the fuck that. Well, I couldn't work Friday anyway, so I was caught. But you know what, though? It was beautiful to see all those. Why the Million Man March couldn't be like that? But it's cool. It was cool. Man, the women, they turned out in droves. And I'm not going to say I was caught up in it, but I could see, like, the first half of my route was downtown, and the second half was in Southeast. But I couldn't, everywhere I went, you could see women walking to the march. Even Capitol Hill, Southeast, they were still headed down to the march. I was like, wow. And then it got to a point where I was like, hold up, where are all these women going to go? Because I was seeing it all day. As far up as Rhode Island Avenue, Brian, up by like Columbia Park and all Columbia Heights and all that, walking downtown, Capitol Hill, walking downtown. I mean, to the end of my day, I didn't think I was gonna see it that long, but it was beautiful. And some of the signs, they were so creative, you know. And I saw one sign that said that there's strength in pussies. I mean, I saw little stuff like that all day long, and little women with the little hats on, with the little cat ears and stuff like that. I mean, I saw all day long, and when I saw pussy for the first time, you know, on one of the sides, you know, I'm a man. You know, my mind going. But I understood what they were saying. You know, they were just being creative and saying that, look, we're women, okay. You know, when it comes to abortion, when it comes to, you know, equal rights, when it comes to voting, when it comes to wages, you know, we want our equal shit, you know.
When it comes to our president saying, just grab us by it.
That too. Oh, right. You know, well, thank you for that, Brian.
Damn, you said our president.
His president. But he's got a point. He's our president, whether we, you know, acknowledge him or not. But
he is.
It's sad. It is so sad, man.
But take it back to the light note where you were talking about the Women's March.
Yeah.
So that was great.
I know, right?
To see it happening all over the world was great.
I'm glad you said that, Queenie. It happened in, let me see where I got, Sydney, Australia. It happened in Berlin. And this is another thing. I didn't know it was happening worldwide. You know, my dumb ass didn't even know it was happening.
Right down
when
the
I
agreed
to. Yeah, you're right. But Berlin.
It was a Million Women's March.
I mean, when you put it all together, it was over.
It was over millions of women.
Yeah, it was two point something.
Yeah.
Adding up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like I said, I didn't know it was happening in Sydney. I didn't know it was happening in Berlin, London, Paris, Nairobi, Cape Town.
South Africa.
You know, when I saw it on the news, I was like, wow. You know,
just to kind of touch on what you were saying about the amount of traffic and stuff, when I had to go to work that night, the club is 2.5 blocks away from the convention center.
Okay.
It took me, and you guys both know where my club is. Mm-hmm.
2.5 blocks.
From the other side of the convention center? Yeah, you go down. You go down. Once you pass the convention center, you go down the stretch. That's called Rhode Island, and then you go to one more block. That's M Street, and that's the club right there.
No, I'm thinking about 7th Street.
Oh, okay. So it took me the same amount of time to get from Baltimore County to the convention center as it took me to get from the convention center.
Two blocks.
To the club. Wow. Yeah, I mean.
I'm glad you made it safely because they were down there setting cars on fire.
Well, it was night, so that foolishness was done. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was literally, I got up to the convention center and I had to go all the way to Howard University, all the way to Adams Morgan to come back down.
Damn.
Wow.
Where'd you park?
Where did I end up parking? Actually, once you got on the other side of the convention center, it was a ghost town.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So you got to the downtown part. And right. Once you crossed over Connecticut, ghost town.
That's scary.
Because actually, I got a parking spot right in front of the club.
Whoa.
Like nothing. There was nobody walking. I mean, literally, you can look that whole stretch and you know there's what, like 10 clubs right there? You might have saw 10 people.
Did anybody come out?
Later.
Okay.
It was overall, it was a dead night though. But there were people walking as far as Howard University to the convention center with their ball gowns and tuxes on because that's couldn't get any closer.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, it was a mess out there. And then, but like I said, Saturday, by the time I went down, it was pretty much clear. I had a couple streets that were still closed. I had to kind of dip around. 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. But from what I hear, it was some stuff going on Sunday. It was like protesters. I don't know whether they're protesters or whatever. But just still out there, you know. And I'm like, damn, okay. But I'm thinking it was like the people that came from out of town that was like, shit, we here now. We off till Monday. We might as well. Or Tuesday or whatever. You know, we here. We might as well go ahead and walk a little.
When I had to shoot back to Baltimore Sunday night, I got caught in that shit, everybody leaving out on 95. So I was like, fuck, I can't run for losing.
All right.
So it's pretty tough.
But anyway.
But you know what? I was extremely, extremely proud to see the ladies get down the way they did.
No doubt.
Hats off to you. Y'all did it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all did it. No doubt. You know, one more thing. I found this out afterwards, and I kind of felt bad that I didn't know. But, you know, Oni was down there, and she told me there were a lot of men that were down there with their spouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know. I definitely would have went.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I was down there.
Working.
Whatever. Nigga, I was down there, though. I was down there like, hey. But you know what? What I would say is that, like, a lot of times, and this is not the first time I've been down there working when it's been, like, protests and stuff like that. But this is the first time I can actually say that the protesters abided by the fucking traffic laws, man. When my light was green, they stopped. You know, I don't care if it was a whole 2,000 motherfuckers waiting across the street. Usually, like, I'm not even going to say that. I ain't going to say that. But this is the first time that I remember that when my light was green, they would actually stop and let the traffic go through.
If I could just touch on one more point that
you just touching everything.
I don't want to take away from this, but I want to just talk to protesting as a whole.
Okay, I was going to say the women's march, you can't.
Yeah. I'm not taking anything, but... And I'm definitely not trying to separate races. But it's a known fact that, you know, black people and white people do things vastly different.
Yes, sir.
In a lot of, you know, cases.
Uh-huh.
White people, can y'all get a little bit more creative with your protest chants? Because it doesn't matter whatever the issue that you guys are protesting, it's always, hey, hey, ho, ho, fill in the blanks has got to go. There are other... I need y'all to get y'all rhyme skills up. Because black people be dropping bars on protests.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Black people be like, you know what I'm saying? They be,
uh-huh.
I mean, I be wanting to like manage some of these motherfuckers and get that shit on wax. But let it be a cause fronted by our white friends.
We won't go.
It's hey, hey, ho, ho.
Right, that's it, huh?
Dot, dot, dot has got to go. Hey, and then it's like after the first one, they really feel like they got a rhythm going. Uh-huh. Hey, hey, ho, ho.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, no, it's still whack. It's still whack.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. They just like them dancing.
It's
got that one. You know what? Don't be all ruining...
You know that,
was that the Carlton? Who was that?
But that's yeah. Oh, okay. Right. But you know, back in the day, that they only had one dance. That's it what it was. That little. That's what Carlton got. Did I hit that y'all though?
Yeah.
Yeah. You knew. Yeah. You knew where I was from.
Yeah. Oh, hit the Carlton joint on him. Mm-hmm.
Who you got me on camera?
Get the beat. Catch it.
Right. Okay, there you go.
There you go.
It's all unusual to be loved by anyone.
You had it.
I had it.
I mean, it took you a second.
It took
to catch
a minute. It.
Well,
a
you know, minute. I'm, you know.
I mean, but you had it.
Yeah. And I lost it. Yeah. And I lost it. Teddy Pendergrass. Well, see how I was smooth into that.
All right.
Woo! Okay. My last story for today. Okay, the Obamas. You know, I'm pretty sure they just like, Lord, thank God this shit is so. Anyway, they went to Palm Springs. They chilled out for a little while, but apparently it's doing a lot of raining down there. So they rolled up out of that joint, and they went to my man, Richard Branson. My man, I think it's Virgin Records. It's what?
That sound like a Jay-Z lyric to me, boy.
Virgin America.
Hop a first Virgin class America. To change the forecast. Good Lord.
Did I say that?
No, you're not that clever.
What? I was going to say, damn, I'm good.
Right. Don't even know.
Don't even know. All right. But anyway. They chilled out in Palm Springs for a couple 3 days, and apparently it was raining a lot. So my man Richard Branson, I think Virgin Island, Virgin Records.
Virgin America.
Virgin America.
Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Wine.
All the
virgin
virgins.
Space ship. You know what I'm saying?
How about that? He said the jet, he told the people, he said, come on down here, first family or ex-first family. So they jumped on the jet, on his private jet, and went down to his island. Mm. Now, man, what?
And you know they got first class all the way. They didn't have to pay for shit.
How about that? All I had to do was be on it.
Show up.
How about that? Yeah, apparently, you know, my man said, look, come on down to my island, get up on out the rain and everything. And apparently, him and Obama, they said they share views on, like, climate change. And apparently, you know, they've been talking about certain stuff, you know, over the time that Obama was in
office. Barack was like, I feel where you're going with that, but I'm not here for that shit. I'm here to relax.
Give me a Mai Tai and Silencio.
And,
right.
I need you to stop looking at my wife and her business suit.
Michelle, if you can go over to the hut, go over to the other island. And
Queen, did you watch the broadcast of the events, Inauguration Day, mm-hmm. and When Michelle and Barack got on the airplane, did Barack just have a look of
relief?
I'm sorry, y'all. This ain't shit else I could do.
Right.
I'm out. Mm-hmm. Just had a look.
Mm-hmm. I think a part of it was like, oh, I'm gone. But all right, bye.
Right.
Because you know,
I'm not here to be y'all whipping boy no more.
I even remember, to be honest with you, I remember Bush, young Bush. Mm-hmm. And how he got on, and he was like, I'm out this bitch. Like, I don't even want to look back.
And it was
I don't want to say bye again. He was like, I'm out.
It was 10 minutes of footage that cut away and said, and here's the former President Bush and the First Lady getting on the helicopter. And the helicopter got like 10 feet off the ground and they switched it back to Barack. They followed Barack as far as the camera could see him. Mm. That shit was dope, yo.
Right.
But you know what? On the whole televised thing, I watched the Fox channel. And I got to give Fox credit for one thing. I don't know who the person that was commentating was, but when Trump was signing the
the orders
when he first came in, right,
with the 100 ink pens,
they turned up the mics, and there was a kid in the background saying, "I want to go home, I want to go home," and the commentator was like, "Well, as you heard there, young person in the back saying he wants to go home. So you share the sentiments of all of us here."
Ooh.
I was like, yes!
What?
I was so happy.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Oh so my God, I was so happy. That made my entire day when I heard that.
I was really like, is there no one there to show him how he's supposed to sign documents?
They kept trying to tell him.
But it's like, no, initially, remember they gave him 3 pens.
Well, no, he had the tray, but...
No, first he had 3 pens and the kids were playing with him.
Like, right. There was a tray of pens.
It was 3 pens on one tray. Then somebody went and got more pens, like a full tray of pens.
Okay, I didn't know it was just 3. Yeah, I saw the whole 3 tray.
Because it was like the kids were playing with them. And I'm like,
and was it Rubio when they told him to switch the pens? And he was like, I'm just good with this one.
Yeah, it was
and
like
he was like
you know, that's not how this
works. They're trying to talk under the mics. It was like, yeah, you're supposed to go one way.
Right. And then he gave 1 pen to Nancy.
Right.
Nancy was like,
I don't want this shit.
Well, she didn't want it, but that's not protocol.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So it was like, did you not have president class
101?
Right. Sign with each thing with 1 pen.
Right.
Move it to the side.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm like, wow.
And you know what? That right there. Those to show you what type of president.
Absolutely,
because
he's going to have to be handheld through this whole presidency.
Right.
But he can be handheld. But it's like, if you don't listen, that's the problem.
And that's what I mean, handheld in a bad way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm positive that he got pre-instructions before.
I'm sure there's President Day 101.
Right.
And I'm sure he's just like,
whatever the hell with this shit. Mm-hmm. You know?
I don't want to waste a pen.
And but let me put it here first, because y'all know I'm Negro Domus on this show.
Okay,
I'm gonna say it here first. If they make it, we might see history within the next 4 years. But what I'm saying is, I believe that we might see the first presidential divorce.
That's another issue right there.
Oh, no.
Because he's disrespecting the F out of Melania. I mean, for real. He is like completely disrespectful, especially as a first lady. It's one thing that you disrespect her when she was just your wife.
Right.
Now she's first lady. Mm-hmm. And Barack has put the bar so high.
Yes, sir.
For the way that he treated Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Yeah, so we either going to see the first divorce, or after his term, within 1 year, there will be a divorce. Put it right here.
Mm-hmm.
Your man Big B said it.
And I don't know if it's me, but it looks like every time that she speaks, she's scared. And this Bama standing right there looking at her like...
Well, you have to think about English, even though she knows 5 languages, English is not her first language.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why she's a little bit
like... it's like number 4.5.
I mean, I'm saying that's why she's a little nervous when she speaks, because it's kind of like, well, I don't want to say the wrong thing, then you know, who knows? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I understand what you were saying about him being disrespectful, because I watched, you know, how you know Barack treats Michelle and treated Michelle, like even on that day, mm-hmm. like he went around. Got her out the car.
Exactly. Right.
You know, and walked her up where he was like Trump was like, bye.
There was a point where
and
they
left her behind.
There was a point when they were going into where he made the final speech, the mm-hmm. auditorium or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was walking ahead of Michelle. And as he was walking, I was like, He's not going to walk in there before her. He's not going to walk in there before. And sure enough, he got to that door.
Yeah, held
it. Stopped and cleared the way to let her go through.
Right.
I'm like, that's my motherfucker.
Right.
Let's go back even further.
I have to strive to be better at that stuff.
I'm saying. Well, that's my point, too. Let's go back even further. When they first arrived and Michelle and Brock were waiting outside for the Trumps. Okay. And, you know, they got out of the car, and mm-hmm. she had the blue box. Melania had the blue box. And Michelle was like, what the hell do I do with this?
With this big ass.
Right. You know, we need to take pictures. You know, she was like, then Brock came around, grabbed the box, took it back inside.
But even before that, when they got out of the truck or whatever, Trump was up the stairs before she even cleared the back of the vehicle.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
I'm like.
Yeah, he's always leaving her behind.
Slim, you are horrible.
Yeah, that's that man that when you're walking down the street, he's going to walk on the inside and have you on the outside on the curb.
Right.
I'm not here to be hypocritical. It's like, I think like on important events, like, you know, if me and Oni going out or something, like, you know, and it's something where we're, you know, I don't want to say black tie because I ain't even on that. But, you know, nice event or something. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, I'll definitely get the door and all that stuff. But as a daily, on an everyday basis, I need to, like, step my game up a little bit more on that shit.
You should.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think they really showed, and I don't want to just say, like, black love, but just love, period.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. I'm like, that's one thing you cannot deny. And my friend said it perfectly. They actually like each other.
Right.
And you can tell, and you can see it.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. and love is great, but you have to actually like the person you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with.
And that speech that he gave about her. Man,
he got all teary. Got all teary. She was fighting it. Michelle was like, I'm going to hold it in.
I got to hold this in because I got shit to do in 2020, so I can't let them see me cry.
No, she says she's not running.
I know.
Or doing anything, which is, I know.
You seen that house they moving in, though? That joint is awesome.
Yeah. You know, they're right next, like, down the street and around the corner from Ivanka. I'm like, y'all had to move in the same neighborhood? But like, what's up with that?
Why doesn't Ivanka live in the White House?
Because, I mean, she's not really, like...
I thought she said she was going to stay in New York until one of the kids graduated.
No, you're thinking of Melania.
Oh.
No, the daughter. The daughter and the son. His son-in-law. Mm.
You know, down the
street.
You know what their house reminds me, and this is sort of a DMV thing, but the house over the summer where the dude murdered the family
it's not that far, is it?
Probably has to be in the same area. Yeah, I don't know if
Calorama
it's not
or whatever
it's
they
not
call
it. No, it can't be because it's not done yet. It's not done yet, but it's probably in the same area though.
I was like,
I think that's like up further towards Chevy Chase.
I don't know.
I don't think it's that house though.
No, it's not because they're not done yet. Yeah, they're not done.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't want that.
I don't think it's that far on that.
I'm just saying. That's a bad, bad omen.
Yeah. No doubt.
For the Trumps.
Well, but anyway.
Woo. Yeah, there you go. Woo, man. We into it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Doc. Guess who I met? And it was busy. I told him I wanted to rap to him when he left. And he was like, yeah, sure, anything. But guess who I met this weekend?
Oh.
What's his name? Charlie, from TMZ, the Australian dude.
Get the fuck out of here.
He came down the club.
Oh, that's cool.
He is the same person, yo.
Alright. The one with the long hair.
Yeah, that's not an accent. That dude is him. He's crazy. Goofy and silly and crazy.
Yeah, that's cool, that's cool.
But I had to deal with I had to put some privilege in check when he was leaving, so I couldn't get to him. Get a little soundbite.
Sound, hey, that's what I was getting ready. So, okay, all right.
Yeah, I was gonna turn the tables on him and be like, with the light and the questions, like, hey, so what do you feel about that?
Right. That's cool.
But anyway, he said he'll definitely be back. He loved the place and everything. So.
Awesome.
So, and there was another dude that was from the show, but I think that'd be in the background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
it doesn't have a mic.
Right.
Yeah, we don't need
to. Anyway.
Insignificant. They'll be in the front. Because they usually, I guess they move.
They rotate up.
Okay. But you know what? That concludes my diagnosis. We'll be right back. We got a whole lot of more. Y'all stay tuned.
Yo, this is producer Rich Harrison, and you're listening to the In Deep Show, where they go deep. So, bring a snorkel, my brother.
Motherfucker. Welcome back. Welcome back to the In Deep Show. So you guys know how to hit us up, 202-750-1437. You're looking at me because I remember, right? Uh-huh. 202-750-1IDS. Or you know you can hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com if you don't want us to hear your voice, which we really like that.
We really want to hear your voice.
We really like that.
Let the people hear the inflections as you say what it is you have to say.
Yeah.
When you tell Mark, God damn it, we need more parodies. We want to hear how you say that.
Yeah.
Word.
And what else do you have for us, Nick?
So, want to send a shout out to the brothers from Off That Drank, to just thinking out loud to the ladies. Haven't heard from them in a while, but hopefully they are doing well. Miss Bugetto and Chibi. Hopefully they're doing very well.
Hope they get that message.
There's that. But it's out there. That's okay. So, you know.
It's the universe.
Right. And, you know, just, again, thanking everybody that shares the show. When you like the show, we love when you interact with us. You know, shout out to Ro. You know, Rude Boy, we already gave you a shout out, but we'll give you another one. So, shout out to you. Shout out to Kmart.
We like when you love and we love when you like.
Right. Also, keeping in the same spirit, I want to give a shout out to Shyam. Hopefully I'm pronouncing your name right. Gabriel, thank you for liking the show. A shout out goes to Miss Tony Shropshire. Yep, her too.
Oh.
Yeah, so shout out to you for liking the show. Hopefully you are enjoying the show and hopefully you are listening and sharing. And sharing the show. Okay.
Well. I'm going to tell you something. Tony's mom was, man.
Was your motherfucking motherfucker?
Man, when I tell you that, she was like the entire school's mom.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there wasn't a single soul in the building that had a bad thing to say about Miss Shropshire.
That's what's up. Yeah,
And she came with a good balance of the tough love and that mama love.
I'll whoop your ass.
Like, she will slice you six ways a Sunday and then put some Curacomb on your shit and let you know it's going to be all right.
That's like me.
You know what I'm saying? That's, man, I'm going to tell you. And the apple didn't fall far from the tree. Tony was the coolest.
That's what's up.
Absolutely so.
Well, welcome, Miss Tony.
There you go.
Thank you for listening.
Hope you enjoy.
All due respect.
Please share the show. Thanks a lot.
Don't cut me.
Okay, well,
not the same shy guy I used to be. My mouth's a little vulgar.
A little bit. Zoinks.
But no, I mean, she was on the basketball team. She heard my mouth.
Okay.
A lot of F-bombs.
She was on your basketball team?
She was on women's basketball team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, wow, she's dope.
Oh, she could have been. There were some dudes on our team that she could have took their spot.
Wow.
Tony put it down.
That's what's up.
Right, man. Love basketball.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So a little bit of feedback. This one's a little old, but that's okay. We're going to read it anyway. This is Rude Boy is representing tonight. He said, got my iPhone and now get all the new podcasts ASAP, which is great because Stitcher is on the Fuck the In Deep Show tour because they will not answer my emails for shit. they will not post our shows correctly, which I am very sad about, because normally I would listen to our show on Stitcher.
All right.
I mean, however, you can still find us other places, mm-hmm. you know, iTunes, podcasts, and Google Play, you know, indeepshow.com, you know, pretty much anywhere else that ain't Stitcher until they get the shit together. Anyway, all right. So he said, great show. This is the one where the last show where Drew Baby popped in. He said, great show. LOL. Y'all killed me on that live good. Well, he said good times, but hood times is what he's talking about. Remember that show?
Uh-huh.
That was horrible.
That was an ad-lib jump. He just put the music on. We started rolling. I remember that.
Right. I mean, it was like horrible that. In a good way.
We just making up shit.
Right. That's what I mean by it. It was horrible.
You remember when, Queen tried to exit stage left early in the show before we... She's like, I'm going on a date. Bye.
Right.
I'm like, you motherfucker.
Oh, man. That was fun, though. That was fun to me.
No, it was fun. It was just... It was like, what are we doing? All right. So he says, as for Kanye, he was not right after the breakup of Samike Rainey.
Dran Bowie.
This was the chick. I guess this was the chick before Amber Rose, the one he was with for a long time.
The Delta.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
I think that was one. I don't.
Yeah.
Know,
well,
man.
He said that was way before his mom's death.
Right.
I think she had a lot to do with him and might be his last hope.
I think that was Samike,
Samuki, whatever.
Oh. Okay.
So she dope. See, ain't nothing like about the love of a woman.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can fuck you up too. It could be good or bad.
I was
it depends.
Wait.
I think it depends on how strong the male is. Because if you fucked up, I ain't gonna let you fuck me up.
I was gonna wait two shows after the Women's Rights March to start that shit back up. But since you opened the can of worms, man, they're motherfuckers, man. They can.
Okay, or not. Let's get back into the love and the light. Okay,
you cut that off real quick.
Love and Light.
That's another
Negroes.
Show.
All right.
That's another show.
Anyway, so this is a big up of the show you guys did, the last show, the Reminisce show, the show where it was just the two fellas.
Reminisce. Women reminisce over you, my God.
Yeah, that joint. I got even like personal feedback too that it was really funny. And on the show, you remembered after a while the movie was Hustle and Flow, right? Because I thought
Right. Okay. Yeah, I was on the delay reaction.
Yeah, because someone chimed in on Facebook. And it was like, oh no, you remembered. Mm-hmm. Yeah, somewhere down the line.
Yeah, you know, my shit work on holidays.
You had another two or three sips, and it was like, oh,
there you
yes,
go. There
Hustle
you go.
And Flow. That is the movie.
Yeah, the bull has to get work its way into that.
You ain't remember, motherfucker.
No, I mean, I ain't movie dude. That's why I defer to you.
Right. Anyway, so the great
but
feedback.
I leave the house on the weekend.
Okay, all right. OMG. What a fucking great show. Sorry for the French. Wow. I got to call in. Voicemail. Wow. Damn. Emoji. Okay. Thumbs up. An explosion. A little cannonball explosion. Fire. Yeah, I gotta go back and listen to the rest of that show.
Hey, you know what? Me and Brian was talking earlier today, and he asked me, he was like, did you get the text from Neen? I was like, yeah, I got it. I was like, what? I had to go back and listen to the show because I was like, I explained to y'all sometimes ago, when you're doing a show, you don't actually know how good it is until you go back and listen to it. You know, because
so much that you forget that you. Because right. I remember, like when people would send in feedback and be like, "Yo, B, that was funny or that was fucked up what you said," and I'm like, "What'd I say?" What?
Right. It's like exactly.
You got to go back and listen to it. Like, oh, okay. I see where you fucked up what I said and you interjected your own feelings into what I said because I really didn't say what you thought I said. And,
well.
You know.
Right. Well, so do you have that verbal feedback?
I do.
Well, let's do it.
He was a man of his word.
He really was. Let's hear it.
Wagwan, what's going on in Deep Show? Ruboy M again. Yo, that was a beautiful podcast, man. I just now finished hearing the whole thing, man. Man, I think it took me back, man. I think you touched on about everything, though. But one thing I wanted to ask, now you kind of touched on how everybody came on the show and all that. I'm trying to know, how did y'all know each other? You know, y'all go to same high school, college, you know, childhood friends. You know, are y'all related? You know, shit like that. You know, we'd like to know that. So maybe, you know, next time y'all get everybody together, y'all can touch on that. You know, like how you and the doc met. You know, how you you and the queen, how y'all know each other. You know, 150, you know. Yeah. Gina, you know, Drew Bay. But yeah, other than that, beautiful, beautiful show, man. It took me way back. I was laughing my ass off, man. From the doc singing, oh my God. Hey, them songs are classic, man. Them songs are classic. I'm definitely 70s podcast. I'm trying to, you know, hear something like this 10, 20 years from now, man. That was beautiful, man. But yet, them Cowboys, man, they quiet as hell, ain't they? They quiet as hell, man. I ain't gonna lie, I won $200 on that bet. And I was watching that game, woof. You know, I had my kids with me, and they kept looking at me like, Daddy, what's wrong? I'm like, hey, shut up. But yeah, man, Aaron Rodgers saved my ass, man. $200, man. Woo! Dak Prescott, yeah. Ezekiel, you know, he went to Ohio State. So, I'm over here being a hater because, you know, I fuck with the Buckeyes, but keep playing for the enemy. But, yeah, other than that, man, beautiful show, guys. I'm happy I found y'all. Y'all keep me entertained on these highways, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. I'll keep listening. I'll keep sharing. And, man, happy 2017. Hope everybody, you know, enjoy yourselves. And, yeah, man, do some of them old shows, you know. I mean, I don't know about the urn, but, you know, recap the recap, ride with me, now with my glass, you know. We love them shows, man. I don't know about everybody else, but I really appreciate them shows, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Next time, I'll really try to Skype in because I'm trying to see how the studio look like, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, this is Rude Boy signing out. I don't even think y'all hear my horn, but, yeah, I'm at work right now. Peace, man. God bless. And many blessings to y'all.
Wow.
Hey.
Aw.
The time cut off on him, so I got to give him his classic enemy.
Hey! Oh, okay.
That's how he be ending his transition.
Right, okay.
That was deep, man.
I guess to answer the question, I met Queen Neen and Drew Baby. They were part of my concubine. And then one day I needed lunch money.
You know what? Back that
and
story
I saw
up.
A dot.
Sir.
So I went in his pockets and, you know, he had
and
them.
That was the day that he was in intensive care. And they, you know, his brother came and got him, and that's when I met Lee. And I explained to Lee that Brian tried to take my money, and you know
you had to do what you had to do.
Yeah, I had to do what I had to do. And then when we got him out of emergency, you know, we started talking. That's how we all.
Or .. Are you going to tell the real story?
Oh, this, okay.
I mean, like, just sum it up, like, real quick.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean. Doc, I know Doc, we worked together for about 10, 15 years.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, Doc and I was always on the same time in terms of overthrowing the system.
Yeah, we can say that shit now.
Not right. Televised.
And
we did our thing.
And coming up for our own personal gains.
All right, right, right. That too.
Shit, I met Queen. God damn. I met Queen when I was knee high to a grasshopper. And me and Queen, just from day one, man, we rocked out just forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Drew Baby, I know Drew Baby from, God, I think Drew was just old enough to get in the clubs when I met Drew. And
she was just, she's just been a little sis. She was in there in the trenches with us. For all y'all DMV people that know about RE and the good parties, Drew used to watch our backs and hold us down, and
all right.
Just always been that ever since. So, yeah, that's how we all came together. Gina, I came outside and I'm gonna stop.
You know what? She's, come on now, she's not here.
Damn it, Gina, me and Damn Gina known each other for a minute, and we lost contact for like a long time. And bump back into each other, and then you know, I was just like, "Yo!" It was like the perfect timing because it was like right when Drew Baby was, you know, starting to have to take time off the show and everything. And so she was just a sort of a natural fit to kind of just slide right into that position.
15WA.
15WA.
Not 150.
15.
You sure didn't meet him at the barbershop.
The 15.
Oh,
here
we go. Old random shit.
Right. 15WA. We went through work when he moved here from Philly, and he was just my little brother. Just kind of kept him under the wing, and you know, just kind of helped him get acclimated to you know, the tri-state area that owns Lombardi Trophies. He had never seen a championship up until that point, so you know, I took him to FedEx Field so he could see his first Lombardi Trophy in person.
Okay.
He had, you know, in the school system in Philadelphia, it's urban legend that they exist.
Right.
You know,
and brush and the
it's like, yeah, it's like the Loch Ness Monster. Mm-hmm. You know, people, like, they talk about it, but they ain't never seen it in person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and you just can't put water and grease on your head and think it's going to look like you combed it. Yeah.
Stuff like that. All right.
The hair jokes still.
Right. That's been a while. I'm trying to figure out, well, remember what else he said. But either way, he's been listening, like, I don't know how, actually, how did he find us?
Through Moody.
Okay.
I think it was through Moody.
I think you're right. But you know that he has listened to every episode. What are we on, 270 something?
Yeah, almost
280.
That's it?
Yeah. He has, right, okay.
I mean, on the IDS show.
You're like 10 million. But no, but
if you put all the other shows, we got over 300 something.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like IDS, he's listened to every single show.
I had first heard about him listening to Moody's show. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I was actually kind of surprised when he had hit us up. I think I kind of remember when he first hit us up and he shot us an email and was like, you know, he found us through Moody and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, and that's what made it even tougher for me to have to body Moody like that on a parody because, you know, I knew some of the people that, you know, looked up to him and listened to him were, you know, checking us out and everything and, you know. Right. I just felt bad to have to just slay him lyrically like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To the point where, you know, I mean, if anybody listens to Moody shows, you know, he just doesn't do social media. And I had to slay him to the point where all he does is social media right now. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, love him. Love him all the same.
But anyway, thank you, Rude Boy.
My man.
We're so glad you are, you know, you're a dope ass person and just not a listener, but just a dope ass individual, and
absolutely,
we greatly appreciate you. So
respect my kid.
Hey, Rude Boy, you gotta hit me up and give me some give me a mailing address or whatever so we can you got it already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well yeah. Yes.
Oh, can I just say real quick,
swag headed your way?
Definitely. Him talking about the Cowboys. I was in Austin when the game was on and in a brewery. And, you know, everybody's all doing their thing or whatever.
Okay.
And it was kind of funny because, you know, I'm sure I was like the only non like Texas. Well, besides my one of my friends, but she's not like from the DMV. Mm-hmm. You know, and so they were like, yeah. Everybody was like, yeah. I was like, tie scored. I was like, yeah. Then they lost, and everybody was like, no. I was like, woo. Oh, I mean, sorry, but sorry, not sorry. But come sit by me on the couch and enjoy yourself. You know what okay. I mean? You got okay. the same view that I have now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, let me shut up before I get. They beat my ass because I am in Texas. So.
NFC East Super Bowl watch party.
Welp.
Will be taking place in Philadelphia's home, and you know, we will be bringing the chips. The Giants will be bringing the wings, and the Cowboys will be bringing the pizza.
Yeah, all right, all right.
Have a seat.
Yes. I'm rooting for Atlanta. I'm okay. going for Atlanta. All they right. they need it, you know.
Yeah, Brady don't need it.
Yeah, they already had. Y'all already had one. You good, man? Let Atlanta get their little thing, you know. So Usher and all them.
Did y'all have hear Drunk Robert man. Kraft yesterday?
He said Usher. Who?
The owner of.
Was that the one that was dancing?
Kinda, no, sorta? That was Arthur Blank.
Okay, I'm yeah. like, who was that the, old dude?
The New England's owner, Robert
okay.
Kraft.
Okay.
He usually, you know, he's a upstanding, classy, and original owner. But yesterday he was inebriated when they handed him the mic.
That's what's up.
He's like, I want everybody.
Ah.
Yeah. Right. Not a good look.
That would be me.
There you
I'm
go.
Just saying. We partying? We partying.
Well, there you go. There you go. And I didn't expect for you to put the microphone in front right. of me. But if you want to do it.
Oh, no. He was on the stage to accept the trophy.
Okay.
So, yeah. He knew it was coming.
I'm saying, we partying? Oh, we partying.
Exactly.
Shout out to
but
Tito's.
But they said everybody from, Usher to Jermaine Dupri, all the Atlanta people were down there, you know. But you know what? They deserve it, though. You know what? When it comes to, like, winning, like, trophies like that, like Super Bowls and stuff, I mean, you don't want to keep seeing the same team winning it year after year after year after year. You know, I think Atlanta, they made it this far. You know, I think they're gonna do it.
I mean, this is not, like, a participation you get a trophy.
About you know. This team. For a number of reasons, all of you in the stadium understand how big this win was. But we have to go to Houston and win one. Robert, Jonathan, congratulations.
Yep.
They said, no, give us back that mic. You about to say something you don't need to say. Give it back. Yeah, that may or may not have been me on like Saturday.
Yeah. Like, oh, yes.
Yeah, you about to be like, skidabop, bop, boop, bop.
Right.
Skip, skip, skip.
Okay, I'll come on, Robert.
Give that mic back. Give it back, dog. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, hey, he having a good time. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying that would have been me.
The owner?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, the box.
It's been since what 1990.
I don't know,
the Dirty Birds or whatever they were.
Yeah. That was New another England's team owner,
right? But I'm saying, but either way, you in the box.
No, I'm talking about Atlanta, though. I'm talking about Atlanta, man. It's been a while since they
the Falcons, right?
Shit.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, you in the box, you like, oh my gosh, we might win this. I'm drinking, I'm partying.
Right.
You want me to? Oh, I gotta say something? Uh-oh. Oops. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Right.
Slur your way through that joint.
You know what? I wouldn't care. Just like Donald Trump. Fuck it. Hey.
Right. Slip and slide. Keep it moving.
Oh, we won and everything. All
right. Let me go ahead to, because I see we're already doing some things on the time. So let's get into this question that was submitted by Miss Oni. It's so funny. I can hear her voice. Hey, guys. Hey. I have a question for you and for the Deepsters. What would you do if you found out that your mate or the person you are dating secretly voted for Trump? Ha ha. What would you do if the person you were dating or... No, if you found that your mate or the person you were dating secretly voted for Trump. Assuming you're a Democrat. So.
I don't know. By me being an... Okay, see, this is variables, but I would... well, maybe question my significant other or the, whoever I was dating. Why did you vote for Trump? You know. But I couldn't find any reason why you would, I mean, you would say, okay, I voted for Trump. I don't know what you would say to me to, you know, justify why you voted for Trump. But I would have asked you, because I just need to know, why did you vote for Trump? But I don't know. But, you know, with me, when it comes to the, you know, the Poonani, if it was good, you know, I might.
Shoulder shrug and keep it moving?
Yeah, I might. Because, you know, I'm not married to you or anything like that. So.
Well, yeah. She did say, yeah. I mean, it could be somebody you're dating. I mean, if you weren't married. It could be somebody you're dating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I got to say that.
No, that's what I said. Yeah, I get it. I mean, I guess then at that point, does it even matter to you?
Well, no, it doesn't. Right. But it shows me their mental stability. I mean, their capacity. Not stability, but
capacity.
You know, that's pretty much.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
You know, but... from there on, I would question their mental capacity.
Mm-hmm. You know, question mark? Okay.
I mean, because really, if you vote for somebody like that, you know, especially if you're a female, and the guy already tells you.
Yeah, if you're a woman.
The guy already told you that he doesn't really care about what you think, or he doesn't really care about, you know, whether you want to have a baby or not, that's going to be left up to me. Stuff like that.
I think for me, as long as they could, not that they owe me an explanation, but if it became a discussion or a debate, If they could, you know, articulately explain their reasoning and, you know, why, I mean, what the hell? You know, I can't really stop somebody for what they feel and why, but if it was off some foolishness, like, you know, I just voted for him because that motherfucker crazy, he be doing some shit different.
Like Diamond and Silk, or whatever.
You know, like, mm-hmm. if that was the level of your explanation, then, yeah, I have to really, you know, kind of look going forward. Like, okay, is this someone you kind of want to deal with? But even if I wholeheartedly disagree with your choice, if you had your bullet points on why you felt that was your choice and was even... open-minded to, you know, to the point of, I could be wrong, but I just wanted to do something different or what have you. I mean, I can't get too bent out of shape. You know, I will remind you throughout the term that this was your decision. Like, I have clients that argued me down about Trump, you know, about why Trump was going to be the right choice and Hillary wasn't going to do shit and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I remember I went back to meet with them and the TV was on and it was at the time where Trump was talking about needing a new plane and it was going to cost X billions to make it. And they were in there losing their mind, like, people out here hungry and you buying new planes. I said, oh, wait a minute. You don't get to double dip. This was the dude you voted for. So don't start belly aching. You know what I'm saying? You don't get it both ways. You shut the fuck up and live with your choice and spare me the headache.
I can dig it. Okay. I guess for somebody that I was dating, and not married to, because I'm assuming by mate she means married to. So I would hope if I was married to the person that I would know them well enough to know what their political affiliation was. But if it was somebody I was dating, first of all, I'd have a problem with you secretly voting for Trump, because if that's who you wanted to represent.
Oh, did you say secretly?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I probably, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but, probably forgot that part. Yeah, I mean,
I did too, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she said. She said, okay, I believe no, I know. I'm going to read, just iterate it for the people. Or the person you're dating secretly voted for Trump.
Okay.
Because I assume you eventually told me.
Right.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not with you in the voting booth, so I don't know who you literally voted for. But if somehow it comes out, you're like, woo, my candidate won. And I'm looking like, what? Because first of all, that means, do we have any kind of political conversation at all? Because I like to discuss politics, and I like to discuss what's going on in the world. So somewhere in there, I would know whether or not, you know, were you Hillary, Sanders, Trump? And if you told me initially you were for Hillary or for Sanders, hell, even Jill, what was her name? Jill Stein.
Okay.
I mean,
Jill and, Scott.
Nope. Not the singer, boo. Stein. I know.
You know I got to get one.
I know. That's what I know. You're being funny. You know, I would want to know, like, okay, wait a minute. And secretly, you voted for Trump. So wait a minute. We'll back up.
All right.
So were you lying in these conversations?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you just get in the booth?
That could mean you're lying about something else.
That's what I'm saying.
You
know what I mean? Like, why would you, first of all, why would you lie about that? You know what I'm saying? If that's who you wanted to vote for, represent and stand up.
Right.
And like that. B said, be articulate enough to say, this is why I'm voting for this person, mm-hmm. because I think they best represent me with, because A, B, C, D, elemental P, you know, and say, this is why. And that's cool. And now at that point, we'll either have a great debate, or I'll be like, fuck you. And you'll be like, no, fuck you. And we'll part ways.
Right.
Make it easy.
But
it'll
you
be
know
over.
What? I have yet to see someone that voted for Trump that really has a reason,
a legitimate
reason, mm-hmm. why you voted for this guy.
Some people
and
can.
not only that is he has all these let's just say in general. Resolves for all the issues that America has. Okay, yes, I'm going to we're going to take over the schools, and we're going to make sure they do this, and we're going to make sure, you know, we have you know, as far as America, we're going to make sure we have all the all he has general resolve for everything, but he never really goes into detail how he's going
to
fix all these problems. He doesn't have to?
No, he didn't have to. Oh. If you remember watching everything, he was like, I'm going to take care of it. It's cool. You know, that's pretty much how he did it. He was like, oh, it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. It's going to be huge.
Right.
It's going to be huge.
When are you going to break down how you're going to handle all these problems?
Right. But, I mean, I don't know. I got to also, like you guys were saying too, wonder, somebody I'm dating, I'm like, wow. So that's who you voted for. Because to me, now that tells me that those are your beliefs. You're fine with him not being okay with women's rights. You're fine with him grabbing women by the pussy. You're fine with all the alt-right conversations that have been popping up as of late. You're fine with people being mean and saying, telling people to go back to their countries. You're fine with somebody grabbing a woman's, you know, hijab and pulling it off, or trying to pull it off her head, you know, and
you're fine with me tweeting about every little insignificant fucking thing
people say about me. Right. Go do some work.
And you're fine with me tweeting about that. I had more people at my inauguration than Obama did.
Right.
And I didn't.
Right.
You know.
And you're fine with saying he was going to drain the swamp, but yet he hired everybody that is underneath the swamp.
How about that?
You know what I'm saying? You know, and
he hired everyone that was at the bottom of the swamp that was drained.
Right. I mean, in no disrespect, if you're Republican, you know, a Republican listener, we still love you. Mm-hmm. We still appreciate
yep,
you
yep, yep.
Because everybody's entitled to their opinion. But the next 4 years is going to be a ride. I mean, already starting out the gate, I'm disappointed as right. a woman, you know, that I'm like, you pull back like for other countries that need us to help them and support them with women's rights and helping them, you know, helping them with contraceptive care, not necessarily abortion, but helping them with contraceptive care. And now you've taken away that right for these women to get help.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was in day two. Mm-hmm. You've taken that away from them.
Right, right. And not only that, I mean, when it comes to like Hispanics, African Americans, people of
color,
people of color. Okay. You're saying that we need to build walls and doing all this kind of bullshit like that. Come on, man. How, you know what? It's still a mystery to me how he got elected. I mean, well, how he got,
you know, how he got elected. President. He did. You know how he got elected.
Do you really think that it has something to do with that?
I think everything. Russia. It has a lot of stuff to do with that, because you have people who are out there like, yeah, they took our jobs, or yeah, he's going to bring us jobs. But in the same breath, it's like he may bring some jobs, but there are going to be a lot of other jobs that are lost. Now, I'm going to be selfish for one moment. I'm worried about mine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I don't work in an industry where it's like coal or manufacturing or building cars or, you know, and those are great. Those are great professions, and I love people that work hard. Mm-hmm. But I mean, also for me, I'm worried about me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm worried about for the other people that are in the same industry that I'm in. You know what I mean? Like, what's going to happen to those people? I'm worried about, like, being in Washington, D.C. There's a hiring freeze now on federal workers. I'm worried about those people that were trying to get into the government that were 2.5 seconds off of making it into the government, but now they can't find a job because you've now put a hiring freeze on us.
And tell me something. Why is it that now he's putting all these billionaires and millionaires in his cabinet? You know, I mean, what do these people know about trying to survive?
Well, I mean, to me, mm-hmm. nothing. But to them, hey, I made all these billions, and
so I have some kind of idea of how.
But you don't, because if you look at your HUD secretary that you were trying to put, Ben Carson, the only reference he has is he used to live in the hood.
Right, right. Now
education secretary, she don't know shit about education.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You just hired somebody as Secretary of State that, you know, has pretty much so many dealings with other countries and used to be in charge of Exxon. You know, you're putting somebody into the department. What is it? Department of not environment, but
energy.
Is it energy?
Well, Carson.
No. I'm thinking of the one dude that's like solely against, like, he doesn't believe in global warming. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't mm-hmm. believe in the environment. That's why I was thinking it was not the department. It has to be energy, because it's not Department of Environment. But I'm so like, I can't think. But you're hiring somebody to do that doesn't believe that.
Somebody,
you're hiring
all of them.
You're hiring somebody in the Department of Labor,
like,
who doesn't believe
right.
in people making a minimum, like a high minimum wage.
Not only,
you know,
believe
saying?
That will have any fucking idea of how to run this motherfucking department that you put me in charge of.
Right. I mean, you know, he may know, because he does own, you know, like Carl's Jr. and all those stuff. So he may know like a small bit, but you don't care, because right. the people, if you're going to do the Department of Labor,
if you
know what labor
really
is, right?
Work.
Right.
You would never have any idea what laboring
well,
is.
Well, I don't know what his background. I mean, he could have started as the fry cook and worked his way up and now owns Carl Jr. and Hardee's and all that other crap. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that, but I'm just meaning it in the sense of, if you have like people that could possibly, you know, take care of their families more and not have to figure out, do I pay for insurance or do I pay
right,
for food?
Right.
And you can give them a couple extra dollars to help them and get them above water. But you're like, nah, I don't believe in that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the part that is like, it's mind-boggling to me that you're cool with this. Like, right. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of shit about Donald Trump that makes you just like, God damn, what the right. fuck are you doing, but dog? Yet, you know?
Yeah, people elected him.
Right, exactly. And that shit to the day I'm not going to say made me say, damn, they elected Donald Trump. But it is. But yeah. It's astonishing. And just say, for instance, when this shit first started, I said, man, Donald Trump just doing this to fuck with people. Yeah, no one's going to vote for Donald Trump.
See, that's where London, with the whole Brexit thing, they thought nobody was going to vote for it either.
You know, and then it came to the point where, you know, goddamn. And I think, to be honest with you, I think it even surprised Donald. Donald's like, damn it, I'm that far ahead in the election and everything. And oh, shit. Then once once it was just him and Hillary, he was like, oh, shit. Oh, okay. I'm like,
ooh, don't get me started. I'm sorry. I didn't even mean to get that amped on that question.
You know?
I mean, but for real, like, I've been having conversations like this all weekend. You know, man. Like me and my girls, we've been talking about it, and everybody's been talking about it, and it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You know, and then it's like day one, you came in at day one and you lied.
Right.
You gotta.
And that's another thing. Every time he says something that, you know, he says something, and then you like, couple of weeks later, he's like, I didn't say that.
Right. And don't make a certain amount of money. Oh my gosh. I was reading about the difference that's going to be in the tax bracket. Woo.
Wow. And he just keep on in, and he keeps getting away with this shit too.
Oh, well, again, it's what, day two. So anyway, thank you for submitting your question. And if you guys want to chime in, you know, it's indeepshow@yahoo.com, or if you want to leave a voicemail, 202-750-1437. 202-750-IDS. So, you know, again, to our Republican listeners, I'm sure if you out,
yeah, we love
you, and you're out the closet, and you like, I'm a Republican and I'm proud, good for you. I respect that you're out there, but, you know, according to that question, you know, secretly, I'd be hot. If you can't tell from the last like 10 minutes of me talking, I'd be hot. Sorry, not sorry. Anywho,
Queening.
Let's see, one finger, two finger. Well, two fingers easy. So I want to send a shout out to the to the ladies that were out there holding it down from DC to Atlanta to Cali. Shout out to my sis for holding down. Although she said Cali was like, she was like, oh my gosh, there were so many celebrities out there, and I'm not normally looking at celebrities, but I guess where she was, they were coming off the stage and they would like talk to them. Cool. I'm like, so shout out to that. Shout out to the ladies in London and Berlin and Paris and just all over the world for holding it down for us. And I'm hoping the vibe continues. I'm hoping everybody stays connected and strong and supports each other, you know, 'cause it was great. It was beautiful. One finger, I'm just sad. I don't even want to point at a particular person or a specific person. I'm just sad, and I hope we get this shit together, and I hope we all continue to love each other and make this work. We got 4 years of this, man. 4 years. So stay woke.
Doctor?
Let's see here. All right. Two fingers to the In Deep Show, we're still going strong. We outlasted a lot of our other podcasters, man. Come on, man. Y'all get stuff back together. Get the wires and the microphones going, man. Come on, man. We miss y'all. Two fingers to that. One finger to all this rain, goddamn, today. And it was cold and raining and windy. God, Jesus Christ, man. Come on, man. Brother got work outside. I don't need that shit. But other than that, that's it.
I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to sort of piggyback on Queen and give two fingers to the ladies. You know, it was from everything I heard, it was just complete unity. No catty bullshit, no nothing. It was just, you know, we are women here, it's raw, and the fuck out our way. And that shit was amazing and just completely proud. You know, the media for some reason doesn't want to portray you all in the best light possible, and neither does your president. But you know, brother here is definitely proud. Y'all, you put it down and shit. Brothers, we need to take notes.
Oh, shit.
You don't need to wait for no Million Man March. You know, let's just get it together and do it and be heard and be seen and be acknowledged. So, big ups for the ladies. I was torn when it came to the one finger this week. I had a lot of candidates from the political side to the pop culture side. But there was one group that just continued to stand out and refuse to not be recognized for the lame front running cowards that they are. So my one finger goes out to how you guys doing?
Oh boy.
Pizza and beer if you can.
Oh,
matter of fact, you should just bring a bottle of liquor.
Well, yeah, actually, that is better.
Just bring it to the party. Pizza and a bottle of liquor and some beer. Bring it to the party. Whichever
down,
party you want to go to.
Stand on the couch.
Stop with your excuses. Everything was paved for you. It's all for you, DMV Cowboy Nation.
Yeah, baby.
You know, somebody asked me, was I surprised about the outcome of that game? Absolutely not.
Oh.
This they are who we thought they were. This is who the Cowboys are.
But the end of that game, though, it was kind of close.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that would have been great if this was the horseshoe playoffs.
Okay.
Because they would have got damn close, and they probably would still be in it. But, it's not about getting close. About getting there.
Can I real quick give a sideways middle finger to Marco Rubio for backing down on that Senate vote? Because you were real close to being like, no. Mm. You were real rough. Then somebody smacked you around and you said, okay. And then you gave up.
You gave in.
Mm.
Sad for that.
We got to get out of here, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of IDS. If you don't know, ask us. If you have questions, ask us. We'll let you know. We're open book here.
There you go.
And we'll try to field all of your questions, your topics. Send it to us, 202-750-1437. For your man, for Queenie, Mark the Doc Wally, I am your man, Big B. And always, in closing our show, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house.